AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I love everything about the book. It puts into perspective just this reality of when you're in a big company or a big organization, it's so hard to innovate.
Yeah.
Because that's not what the conditions are set for. And Elliot does a brilliant job. It's that same spirit we have to bring here to AgBioScience.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to AgBioScience, a special edition of AgBioScience as we look back on all the news that was AgBioScience in October 2024, here with Kayla Chittister. Kayla, hello.
Hi, Mitch.
It is happy Halloween time. It is pre-election week here in the States. Lots happening, and a lot happened in October 2024 in AgBioScience.
It definitely did, and we'll dive into all of the stories, but wow, Lafayette, Indiana.
West Lafayette, home of the Boilermakers. Yep. We'll do the Greater Lafayette MSA. Had an incredible October. So much happened in October as we look at an incredible harvest season for farmers, tremendous weather. But if you look at the setup of AgBioScience, so often we talk about the five areas of AgBioScience we care about: food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. All of them, ultimately, the cornerstone of all of those is production agriculture. And I believe what we're seeing now is the reality that we're in a really tough economic time for production ag. The folks from Farm Credit came out with a report earlier last week. I saw this on LinkedIn. U.S. net cash farm income has experienced the steepest two-year decline in history.
Wow.
I mean, incredible. They're talking negative $43 billion. So a $43 billion decrease, 22% decline nationally from 2022 to 2023. Again, this comes from Farm Credit Services of America. When we look specifically at Indiana, they're showing a 14% decrease. Just really tough times, which begins to say, okay, what does that mean? What's driving that? And if we look at some of the big market forces that we've seen in production agriculture, we look at corn. Corn saw its, what, four-year low in Q3 2024. And what we're seeing is the manifestation of that in numbers like this is it is a tough time to be a farmer. It is a tough time to be in commodity markets. And we're seeing innovations now begin to emerge to potentially create some offset to that headwind.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll dive into the stories, but before we do, I think just keeping in mind this focus on agricultural byproducts as a new revenue stream for farmers and a focus on creating new net farm income that helps at the farm gate.
It's trying to identify, you know, we've seen a lot of innovations in this agricultural byproduct. We've seen everything from watermelon rinds in southern Indiana, the guys doing some amazing work at AgriRenew. We've seen great work by FiberX, Wade Lang and his team doing some incredible work with corn lignin from Corn Stover. But we're also seeing just raw commodities becoming a new opportunity to drive some really interesting work. We saw a blockbuster announcement in October when Sustainia and Premient being in Lafayette, announced a really incredible partnership, nearly $400 million in capital investment, likely hundreds of new jobs, to bring new bioproducts using corn to market being generated there through a joint venture in West Lafayette or in Lafayette.
Just absolutely huge. I think they plan to start production in 2028. So things getting underway now, but a gigantic exclamation point and announcement for the city of Lafayette and for the state of Indiana.
So true. We've seen really incredible leadership. Premient is just a force of nature doing some incredible work up in Lafayette. They have really built a business around food products, dextrose, corn sugar, and we've seen that become really a magnet for innovation. Look to our friends out in Richmond, had a big announcement in October using dextrose, again, to power fermentation at Liberation Labs.
They've just raised an additional 3.39, which is a very specific number, but 3.39 million in funding to continue building out that infrastructure in Richmond.
It really is one of these things where you look at, and you and I have talked about this a lot, that austerity creates opportunity. And when times get tough, innovation happens. And we're seeing identification of new uses for whether it be byproducts, whether it be commodities, a processed, a value-added product like dextrose. We're seeing those become really a magnet for not just for farmers to sell a product into that system, but for that system to locate here in Indiana. I love this story. We've worked with these guys for a long time. We've had some folks on this podcast, the team at BioBond.
Mm-hmm.
BioBond, another Lafayette success story. BioBond, part of Big Idea Ventures, Big Idea Ventures being an investor in BioBond, doing some amazing work in Lafayette.
They've opened this brand new facility. What is their tagline again? It's like, it will stick, but it doesn't stay.
Right.
Or so, it's very clever.
It's clever. When you're in an adhesive business.
It's a plant-based adhesive.
It's so cool. It is so cool. It is a great example. And if I remember correctly, there is Purdue University IP in BioBond, which was part of the connection there. But another great use of ag products, commodity products, and how do we think about creating new sources of net farm income for farmers? These stories are so powerful when you look at these current market conditions. I mean, we started out talking about corn, 4-year low in Q3, a 22% decrease in net farm income 2022 to 2023 nationally. You begin to see the setup of we have to find new ways to innovate. And what gets me so excited is some of the work that you and I and the team and the broader ag bioscience economy have linked arms on is looking at the big forces of change, looking at how this next chapter of the economy will be built. We looked out to 2050 with our friends from RTI Research earlier this year and identified three forces of change that will shape the future of this economy. And what makes me so happy to see is one of them already playing, actually two of the three playing out just in this October 2024 time cycle, farmer-led innovation. Mm-hmm. How do we deliver new net farm income? How do we create new premium opportunities for farmers? So farmer-led innovation being one, and two, this idea of bioinnovation. How do we find new uses for the things that matter most?
What is really interesting about, I think, a story like BioBond too, not to call back to it, is just we've had Frank Clemens from Big Idea Ventures, the Generation Food Rural Partners Fund. That's a mouthful, Frank, on the podcast earlier this year. But really this focus on innovation happening, but it happening in the pockets of places like Lafayette, Indiana, places like Vincennes, where companies like AgroRenew are choosing to set up operations. There are opportunities for innovators to create new ideas and run with them. And Frank and his team's story is really unique in that way. We'll call back to his episode in the show notes. It's definitely worth a listen. And speaking of farmer-focused innovation, Mitch, Quadrant is coming up.
Quadrant is coming up in December, December 4th.
Yeah.
Quadrant in Indianapolis. We'd love to see you there because Quadrant, two things happen at Quadrant. One, we're giving away $25,000 to the producer-led innovation challenge winner. What I so love about this challenge is everything we just talked about. It is going to the farmer, understanding the real problem to be solved. Every great innovation begins with a clear definition of the problem to be solved. That's what we did. And then we challenged people from all across the country, really around the world, solve this for farmers. And we had a record-setting number of teams who are competing right now for this $25,000 grand prize. They're getting a curated experience talking with leaders from across the ag bioscience economy. We're going to give away $25,000 December 4th in Indianapolis to the winner of the Producer-Led Innovation Challenge. And it is a challenge that is defined, that is judged, that is awarded by Indiana farmers.
Shout out to Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance for helping make it possible. Is it the fifth year for Producer-Led Innovation Challenge?
This is the fifth year for the Producer-Led Innovation Challenge. And the first four winners, every single one of them either received follow-on funding or have been acquired. I was with a group a couple weeks ago and they said, so so what? What does that mean? I said, well, it's the biggest validation you could ever have. These are early stage, some of them not even companies, they're ideas. And to see that these ideas are early stage companies, the market has voted. And the market has said, this is really important. And we either want it as part of our solution, or we want to see it advanced and we want to accelerate it. And they're putting money into it. So to see a track record, 4 of 4, my hope is soon to be 5 of 5, incredible farmer defined problems met with really interesting solutions. December 4th at Quadrant will award it. And then also big news. Big news at Quadrant, December 4th, Indianapolis. You can go online right now, agrinovisindiana.com/quadrant. You can RSVP because our keynote speaker at Quadrant this time, an amazing guy. We've had him on the podcast to discuss The Illusion of Innovation. That's actually the book title that he just wrote. He is the guy who literally wrote the book on how to innovate. He's the understudy of Clay Christensen, one of the greatest, most brilliant business minds on the planet, Elliot Parker. Elliot Parker will be our keynote talking about the illusion of innovation and how critical it is that we get it right here in the food system.
Listen, I'm psyched about Elliot Parker being our keynote. Nobody is more psyched than Mitch Fraser right now.
That's so true.
We will call back to his episode of Ag Bioscience. He's been on, I think, a couple of times with us, but this year, right after or right before the book was released, he came on. And so we will link to that as well, so you can get an opportunity to learn a little bit about some of his workings and his brain. He is absolutely brilliant.
He is brilliant. The book is incredible. You can get it wherever you get books. Look, I get no commission off of it, but I will tell you, it is one of the few books since, I would say college, but that would mean that in college I actually did this, probably maybe high school, that I actually had out like a pen. It was a real book. It wasn't an audio book, and like highlighted stuff and circled things and made notes in the column.
I saw the book.
It might even be on my desk now that I say that. I love it. I love everything about the book. It puts into perspective just this reality of when you're in a big company or a big organization, it's so hard to innovate.
Yeah,
because that's not what the conditions are set for. And Elliot does a brilliant job. It's that same spirit we have to bring here to Ag Bioscience.
Please join us December 4th. It's going to be so fun in Indianapolis. It's our final one of the year, which is really crazy to think.
It is our final one of the year. The countdown to the end of the year is on. What was it? I think there are 8 Mondays left before Christmas, 9 Mondays left before the end of the year. So let's together, Kayla, you and I, we have a lot of podcasts to get done between now.
We do.
Between now and the end of the year. And gosh, we'd love to have you a part of all those. Don't forget, this podcast is an audio only product. This every month we do a recap of the year. But if you're into a visual version of the podcast, you can always catch those on Monday mornings online at YouTube.
On YouTube, on agrinovisindiana.com. And if you are like me and you're sometimes thinking, I don't want to do a full 20-minute podcast, you can find us on YouTube Shorts. And there is a lot of content there as well. Just chopped up bite-size, like Halloween candy for you.
Like Halloween candy, indeed. Kayla, I hope you and the family have an awesome Halloween. And gosh, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving next time we're together.
We are.
Lots to be thankful for. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Fraser.
I'm Kayla Chittister.
Saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Fraser, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.